Interesting, we had a nail the pusher program that allowed people who may have been afraid to call the police to use as a conduit to pass on information on drug dealers, and many were arrested.
Yeah, I was the conduit. People would write, just nail the pusher, the Tulsa Tribune, and they'd all come to me. I would put a code number on as, you know, some way of contacting back if their information led to an arrest and a conviction. It provided an awful lot of information to the police. Let's put it this way. There probably weren't too many Boy Scouts riding in. A lot of them may have been drug pushers trying to get rid of the competition, but if we could get enough people doing that, we could clean up the town a bit.
So that was your project?
I think my dad came up with the idea, but I was the one that handled it.
Nail the pusher program.
Yeah. We had, I'd say, several hundred people over a period of time ride in to check out somebody or other, or this guy is peddling at this corner.
How many do you think were arrested as a result?
I don't know how many, but I know that there were a fair number. Mm-hmm. And if nothing else, it put names in the police files that they could follow up.
The Tulsa Tribune got very involved in the community. For a long time, the Tribune had a public appeal to send kids from poor families for a fun week of summer camp. How did that work?
It worked very well. It grew. I don't know whether it started with 50 white kids and 25 black or 100 white kids and 50 black, but they sent them to a camp up in the hills of the Ozarks of eastern Oklahoma. A lot of these kids had never been literally off the pavement. They had never had a chance to go canoeing or fishing or play softball or anything like that. So it was a real eye-opening experience for them. For many of them, I think it meant that they could see there was something better in life to strive for than they were used to. So it may have been an incentive. We had it for girls, too, later. I think it was just boys initially. That program lasted from the 1930s until the Tribune closed in 92.
You had another campaign known as the Neediest Families Campaign, and the Tribune started that.
Yeah, that was to help families at Christmas that, for one reason or another, illness or injury or loss of a job or something like this, families that had particularly dim prospects for a Christmas, almost invariably the ones that involved with children, too. We ran that until the Tribune closed, and then the world picked that one up.
And continues today here in 2011.
Yeah. Right.
And then there was some other public fundraising. The Tribune ran in the preservation of the Redbud Valley nature area, northeast.
Yeah, Redbud Valley is an extraordinary place. It's north on 161st East Avenue, off of I-44, about 4 miles north. Harriet Barkley, who was a professor of botany at TU, came to us because it's sort of a meeting place of America. You find plants there that are eastern plants, plants that are western plants, northern plants, southern plants, all in this kind of a rich botanical mix. It was threatened because the quarries up in that area were gradually moving toward it. So what we did was, through the public, raise the money to purchase Redbud Valley, and it's still set aside as a nature preserve in an area where universities and high schools can go out and study various botanical things. There's also some geological interest out there. And then the pedestrian bridge, which is another thing, what they were getting set to tear up the old Midland Valley Bridge across the Arkansas River. We've got a figure on how much it would cost to repair it so that you could use it for bicyclers or joggers. Ultimately, they built fishing piers and so on. But we sold it to the public, I think, at $12 a foot. For $12, you could buy a foot of bridge, and we raised enough money to repair that. And today, it's the main link between hiking trails and bicycling trails on both sides of the river.
Which the paper pushed for, a major system of biking and hiking trails.
The late Jim Sellers, and Jim just died last week. That was one of his special projects. He wanted to see not only the city completely ringed by biking and hiking trails, but connected to other municipalities around here. And we've come a long way toward that.